Today is Earth Day, an event Democrats used this weekend to attack recent moves by President Bush to roll back some environmental protection standards set by the Clinton administration. House Minority Whip David Bonnier of Michigan delivered the Democrats' weekly radio address.
Since taking office, the president has treated the big polluters to an all-you-can-eat smorgasbord of environmental giveaways. Last month, the Bush administration revoked the important new rules to help rid our drinking water of arsenic, a poison that increases the risk of cancer. The president also broke his campaign promise and announced he wouldn't cut carbon dioxide pollution from power plants.
For NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore, the president's early environmental decisions recalled political battles between polluters and environmentalists from more than 30 years ago.
Before carbon dioxide became a political issue, there was carbon monoxide. And in the late 60s, when I was covering air and water pollution, John Gardner, Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare, said, "The automobile is on a collision course with the American people. In time, Detroit would accept catalytic converters to reduce CO emissions, but I remember that the standard stall of polluting industries in those days was, we need more science." For those fighting on the environmental battlefronts, science became almost a dirty word. And so some old memories stirred when President Bush said recently about President Clinton's decision to lower standards for cancer-causing arsenic in the water that he wanted to make a decision based upon sound science. Sound science. The U.S. Public Health Service recommended in 1962 that the limit on arsenic in the water be reduced from 50 to 10 parts per billion. In the ensuing three decades, there were many studies, six of them by the National Research Council alone, pointing to the danger of arsenic in drinking water. Industry came up with its own experts, arguing that the level at which arsenic became dangerous was not known, that the average person was much more likely to die in a traffic accident than from arsenic in the water. So then, in 1999, a National Academy of Sciences panel recommended that the standard be immediately lowered. It calculated that the risk at the existing limit of 50 parts per billion could be as high as 1 in 100 persons. But that regulation was suspended by President Bush, one of a series of decisions that got him into trouble with the environmentalists. And soon, Environmental Protection Administrator Christy Whitman gave signs of backwatering. She said she was ordering yet one more study by the National Academy of Sciences and that the EPA was considering a standard that would be somewhere between 3 and 20 parts per billion. Where she got those parameters is not clear, but split a difference and you get something close to 10, which would mean the old 1962 wine in a new Republican bottle. The science is unequivocal, says Harvard professor Richard Wilson, who studies health risks. But we're not talking science anymore. We're talking politics. This is Daniel Shore.